Hallelujah, hallelujah. Shorakayanda yasi. Hallelujah, do you feel that right now? That's God trying to speak to you. You're not alone. You're not facing this alone. I know there's been attack upon you and discouragement upon you, and anxiety and stress has laid its heavy hand upon your life. And the enemy has whispered into your spirit, give up, throw in the towel, quit. But I've got a God that said, weeping may endure for a night, but joy is coming in the morning. And the reason why joy is coming is because there's people, men and women, that are lifting up their voice in worship and praise to a God that has it under control. Sharakaya rayanda yaso. Hallelujah. Would you lift your voice right now? Would you lift your voice right now? God has interrupted this service to let you know that he's on your side, and he's going to make a way where there seemed to be no way. He said, I'm going to provide a light at the end of the tunnel. You've been walking blindly and you've been wondering, has God even heard my prayer? Does God even know where I'm at? I've got news for you. God knows everything about you. Sharakaya tayaso. He won't kick down your door. He won't force himself on you, but he'll wait for anybody that'll say, Jesus, thou son of David, have mercy on me. Jesus, whatever you do, don't pass me by today. I'm in need of you today. I'm in need of you today. Come on, he's drawing men. He's drawing women. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Shataya korayanda yadako. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, God, I love you today, God. Shatarakaya torasianda yaki. Oh, I feel a deep move. I feel a deep move of God in this building. Shatarayanda yako. Hikorayanda yarasiyako raso. Come on, you're not waiting on God. God's waiting on you. Hallelujah. Let him make that way. Let him provide for you. Hallelujah. That's the power of the Holy Ghost. Would you lay a hand on somebody? Would you pray for somebody? Don't pray a lay me down to sleep prayer. But would you begin to prophesy over somebody? Would you begin to speak some things into existence? Oh God, I'm praying right now. Overshadow God. Overshadow him, God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Sharakaya torasi. Oh, I love you today, God. I love you today, God. I hunger, God, for you. Come on. on. Don't rush past this. Entertain this presence. Bask in Him. Let that refreshing oil, let it begin to hit you from the top of your head to the soles of your feet. Let that refreshing joy of the Holy Ghost, let it saturate you. Hallelujah. 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 Shandarayatayako. Oh God. Oh God. Won't you close your eyes? Won't you connect with Him? Oh God. I'm in need of you today. I'm in need of you today, God. Shatayako rayanda. Oh God. Oh God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, there's a deep sovereign move. A deep sovereign move of God. Hallelujah. Everything happens for a purpose. Everything happens for a reason. We don't understand the reason. We don't understand the struggle. We don't understand the dilemma. But God is saying, I'm making you. I'm molding you. I'm putting something inside of you. I'm creating you for a purpose. A purpose beyond your prayer. A purpose beyond your expectation. A purpose that will reveal my plan in your life. Hallelujah. 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 Get me Ephesians 3. Ephesians 3, 16. Stay in this attitude, framework of prayer. God is able. There's nothing too hard for God. Nothing too great, nothing too impossible. Nothing surprises God. Things surprise us. Attacks happen to us. Nothing surprises Him. Because we have limitations. You have limitations. Things you may excel in, I don't excel in. Things I excel in, you can't excel in. But we have limitations. Some can sing, others can't. Some can cook, others burn cornflakes. Some can build, some can demolish, destroy. Some are good with their hands, some are good with their minds. We have limitations, but God doesn't have any limitations. You understand that? You pray, and sometimes we pray in a miss because we're praying for this. And God says, if you pray for this, you're praying in a miss. You're praying for the wrong thing. Because I've got something greater to give to you. But you're praying with the framework of limitations. But if you give it to me, there are no limitations. Ephesians 3:16 says that he would grant you according to the riches. Your daddy is rich. Your dad's got some money. He's got some bling. The riches of his glory. To be strengthened with might by his spirit in what? The inner man. It's right here. That's the most incredible miracle. The most incredible gift that God could ever give to mankind. His spirit dwelling in earthen vessels. Why would a God so great? Why would a God so mighty? Why would a God so pure and so holy yet want to abide in the inner man? See, he wants to give you strength. I believe somewhere in the Bible it says something like, he that is within you, you, the inner man, he that is within you, his spirit in the inner man is greater than he that's within the world. The limitations that the world has, the imitations that the world has, drugs, alcohol, trust in this, trust in money. Money will let you down. I hate to burst your bubble, but your family will let you down. Your friends, so-called friends, will walk out on you. But yet God never will. He'll never give up on his creation. He wants to dwell in the inner man, that Christ may dwell in your hearts by... What's Pastor always preach about? Faith. That's why I talked about MIT this morning. I had another message to preach, but it felt like God just orchestrated this service. Because everything happens by faith. That's how you live for God. It's by faith. Can I tell you, living by sight would be so much easier if God would just lay it out in black and white, just tell me what I... Well, he has. He has laid it out in this. And he says, quit trusting with the voices around you and the voices in your brain. Can I tell you, you are your biggest adversary. It took God 6 days to create everything. It takes him your lifetime to work on your will. But the moment, Brother Victor, you say, God, I can't do this myself. I'm going to activate faith. And when I activate faith, what happens? I become rooted and grounded in love. Me and my wife, we went and prayed for an individual in the hospital. And as we got there, she wanted to tell us a story. And she told us a story of how she felt an attack from hell. She said as she laid there in the bed, she kind of felt her covers just come off her. She pulled them back up and she said, then I felt like nails just going through my skin. Said fear started coming on me. Am I crazy? Am I losing my mind? Nobody will believe this. She said the only thing I knew to do was just worship God. She said, when I worshiped God, I felt instantly the power of God begin to move in. What are you saying, Pastor? I'm telling you, when you got faith on you, and you got faith fighting for you, you are rooted and grounded in love. And the Bible said, perfect love cast out all fear. And anxiety and stress has tried to lock you up. And you're trying to wonder, and how's this going to happen? And how am I going to make the bills? And how am I going to do this and do that? And God's saying, you don't walk by sight because you have limitations. And what you're trying to figure out in the flesh, God says, if you'll let that inner man begin to work, I've got my spirit in you that'll strengthen you, and my love will guide you. Isn't that incredible? May be able to comprehend with all saints what is breadth and length and depth and height. Keep going, Sister Sissy. And to know the love of Christ, which passes knowledge, passes the flesh, passes the reasoning that we get in trouble, that ye might be filled with all the fullness of God. Now in him that is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we can ask or even think. The power of the inner man, the power of the spirit, or the power of the force, right? May the force be with you. Isn't it ironic that you watched things that always have good or bad, good or evil, light or darkness? There's always a war that rages because they take it from Scripture. Because the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but they're mighty. Somebody shout mighty. They're mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. You fight this not with your bank account, not with your reasoning, not with your intellect, but you fight it with faith, with the power and the understanding that God is fighting for me, and that God worketh everything right, and that God has a plan and God has a purpose. We have limitations, but God does not. And I'm telling you, revival's here. I just need some men and women that'll believe that with me. Revival is here. You've been praying for your family. You've been praying for your friends. Can I tell you, there is just a praise away. Just a worship away. You say, what about my mama? What about my dad? What about my brother, my sister, my spouse? If you'll just get your mind on God and activate faith, God said, I'm going to let those walls begin to crumble and fall in your life. Walk not by sight, but by the Spirit. Because when we walk by the Spirit, there is no limitations. And can I tell you, I love you. You always have a smile on your face. You're my buddy. Hallelujah. Come on, give me some love. And I've got a word for you. You're not alone. You've been praying for things. Hell's come against you. And you're wondering why. God has a plan. And God has a purpose. And if he can trust you through this storm, trust you through this obstacle, you've got family and friends. You are an influencer. You say Eddie's a soul winner and Eddie's a warrior, but you've got that same mantle and that same power and that same spirit working on the inside of you. And can I tell you, you haven't seen your best days yet. Your best days are not behind you. Your best days are in front of you. I don't care how old you are or how, I'm telling you, God is fighting for you. And God, would you raise your hands right now? I'm going to pray for you. In the name of the Lord. Let it come to pass, God. He called us out. Every prayer he's prayed. Hallelujah. Every tear, God, has been shed. I pray, God, that you would make a way. Let the floodgates of heaven begin to open up. Would somebody begin to lift up your voice in this house tonight? Breakthrough and deliverance is happening right now in the spirit. Hallelujah. I don't know what it is in your life. See, the great thing about God is God meets needs just like this. We try to sing songs. We try to get the bead drummer up there and the drum. Just kidding. I'm always kidding, Brother Hector. Brother Hector, I love you. I really do, Brother Hector. And I won't embarrass you at all. Seems like I embarrass people, but I don't want to embarrass you. But there's wounds in your spirit. You've been hurt deeply by people in the past. And it's tough to truly trust people. But God is saying, I want to be your confidant. I want to be the one that'll lead and guide you. Because Hector, the greatest miracle and blessings of God, again, are not in the past, but they're ahead. And God has purpose, God has plan, and God has ministry for you. God has anointing for you. Raise your hand right now. Hallelujah. Let that inner man be strengthened, God. Power through faith. Come on, would somebody lift up your voice in this house? Come on, if you've been praying for things and things haven't begun to happen, I just need you to raise your hands towards heaven and understand and activate faith to believe that God has heard every one of your cries. And he's got breakthrough for you. Hallelujah. Would you lift your voice all across this building? Lift your voice in this house. Atarayanda yarakoras. Come on. Let a fresh baptism of faith, let it be poured upon your life. Faith to believe again. Faith to dream again. Faith to walk out on uncharted waters again. Faith to understand that God is fighting for me. Lift your voice in this house. You ought to stand to your feet. You ought to raise your hands towards heaven. Come on. God has positioned you for victory. God has poised you for the greatest revival that he's going to pour out upon your home and your family and your friends. Come on, let the heavens ring. Let the heavens ring tonight. He is able. 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 Shatarakayato. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Come on. I feel it. I feel in this house. I feel in this building. Let him strengthen the inner man. Let him strengthen the inner man. I'm surrounded. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I'm surrounded by sing. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Lift your voice. Come on, step out from where you are. Get in the aisles. Get in the altars. Lay a hand on somebody. Let God strengthen your inner man. Let God begin to infuse into you faith. Faith to believe for the impossible. You're coming out of this. You're coming out of this. You're coming out of this. You've got a purpose. You've got value. You've got worth. I'm surrounded. I'm surrounded. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yes, God. Yes, God. It's purpose. It's purpose. Come on, he's doing a work right now. You're not alone. You're not facing this alone. But he's fighting for you. He believes in you.
Like I'm surrounded, but I'm surrounded by you.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It may look like I'm surrounded.
They're going to sing this again. One can put 1,000 to flight, but two can put 10,000 to flight. I need you to link up with somebody, maybe one or two, as they begin to sing this again. We're fighting this together. We're not an island to ourselves, but we're fighting it together. Get a praise partner. Get a worship partner. Let's connect. Let's believe. Let's speak it into existence. Come on, that's how we fight it. Hallelujah. Yeah. This is how we do it. This is how we do it. It's how we do it. It's how we fight it. Fight it through faith. Yeah. Hallelujah. Yeah. Oh, hold on. I want all the guys to get up here. All the guys, we're going to sing it together. We're going to be a choir together. Where's Brother Ramos? You're going to lead it. All the guys, get up here. Oh, be careful there. We're going to fight it together. Don't be jumping off the stage afterwards. Come on, we're fighting it together. We're fighting it together. Come on, all the guys. Come on, all the guys. Come on, all the guys. Every guy. Come on, Brother Mac, I'll help you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'll help him. He'll be my buddy. Grab a hold of my arm. Take your time. Hallelujah. One step at a time. Would you give it up for our men? One after another. There you go. Hallelujah. Get this man right here. Hallelujah. Hold on to him by faith. Hallelujah. Get over here, Brother Joe. Hold on to him. Are you ready?
This is how I fight my battle.
Oh, get up here, Brother Ray. Give it up for our men. Give it up for our men. It's our ladies' turn. Come on, we're going to come down. You're going to come down with me? Brother Joe, get them on that side there. One after another. Take your time. Hallelujah. Get our ladies up there. This is how we fight it. Every lady, come on. Every lady, every lady. I'll help you. Hallelujah. Sister Leek, you don't have to. Okay, just take your time. Look, Sister Leek's coming. Come on, Sister Abbott. All the ladies, come on. Hallelujah. Would you give it up for our ladies? Every lady, every lady. Come on. Come on, every lady. Every lady, come on, sis. God's not through with you. Every lady, come on, every lady. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Sister Grogan, here we go. Sister Abbott, let me help you. Here you go. Huh? Okay. Are we ready? You gonna lead it for us. I'm sorry. Yeah, 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 yeah. Sing. Come on. Strengthen the inner man. Sing. Give God a great big shout. Give God a great big shout of praise. Give it up for our ladies. You say, Pastor, why'd you do that? Because there's power in letting the enemy know. He doesn't hold me captive. Anxiety and fear and stress will no longer hold me. But God is fighting for me. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise God. Praise God. Take your time, Sister Lee. Take your time. Hallelujah, take your time. One after another. Here you go. This faithful woman of God, 97 years young. 97 years young. Sister Lee, I know that took a lot out of you. I'm right over here. I'm playing hide and seek from you. Is God still good?
Oh, yes. He's still good for me.
Hallelujah. Would you give it up? Here's what I need you to do when you go home. I need you to speak into your home. God, there's limitations with me, but there's no limitations with you. And I'm claiming my house, a house where you'll reign and rule and you'll strengthen this inner man. If we can let God strengthen this inner man, the Bible says where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. And he also said, he that the Son has set free is free indeed. Would you clap your hands again to the Lord? I had another message to preach. We may preach it at another time. But I would rather let God come in than me try to put something together and scream and shout and sweat. And I want God to have his way. And I thank God that we're a part of a church, that we let the Spirit reign. We thank God for it. And I want to publicly say to Sister Yesenia and Sister Lupita, thank you very much for activating and demonstrating faith. 2 weeks ago, we did a funeral together. We prayed over family and loved ones and friends that lost a 10-year-old baby girl. And the reason it happened and transpired was because many people said, we're praying for you. We've got to change that I'm praying for you to let me pray for you. She said, hey, my pastor's, she didn't call me, but she knows my heartbeat. My pastor will come and pray for you, because that's how we should be. Here's the greatest thing about it. You got as much power in your prayer than I do. And we just need to be the church. We've got the same Holy Ghost, the same power living on the inside of us. We just need to boldly lay our hands on people. Speak words of deliverance and faith in them. Because if we can do that, God can bless us. Lord, we love you today. We thank you for your presence. We thank you for your touch. We thank you, Lord, for caring enough about us to let us know that you have everything under control. And with you, there is no impossibilities, because you specialize in turning impossible situations into possibilities. And I pray, God, that signs and miracles will begin to follow the believers. And I pray that you turn some things around in their homes, and that you'll rule and reign in their houses. By the power and the authority of the name of Jesus, we give you praise and we give you worship. Would you clap your hands unto the Lord? Stay here as long as you like. Find two or three people, love on somebody. God bless you. You're dismissed in Jesus' name.